AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says his Oval Office meeting today with King Charles was really good and added the king is a fantastic person.
President Trump and the First Lady welcomed King Charles III and Queen Camilla at the White House, noting the gray weather that had guests huddling under umbrellas.
What a beautiful British day this is.
With humor and history, he highlighted the bond between the United Kingdom and the United States at a challenging moment for international relations.
Here on a wild and untamed continent, they set loose the ancient English love of liberty and the Great Britain's distinctive sense of glory, destiny, and pride, and that's what it is.
The president's relationship with Prime Minister Keir Starmer has taken a turn for the worse in recent months as Trump tries to rally support for the Iran war, threatens more tariffs, taunts Canada and Greenland, and challenges the transatlantic alliance. But given Trump's fondness for the royal family, there's been less of his usual bluster that marks his meetings with international leaders.
My mother had a crush on Charles. Can you believe it?
Jennifer King, Washington.
No response yet from the Trump administration, but it is likely to be a no to Iran's offer to reopen the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for an end to the U.S. blockade. A decision on Iran's nuclear program would be delayed. In the Senate, Delaware Democrat Chris Coons says the U.S. is not in a position of strength.
It wasn't clear they had a plan getting into it, and it's clear they don't have a plan for how to get out of it. I think we'll end up in a place where President Trump accepts a deal that is weaker and shorter than the JCPOA or the Iran deal under Barack Obama.
A U.S. Special Forces soldier pleaded not guilty in federal court in New York to charges he used classified information about the mission to capture former Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro to win more than $400,000. Oil prices are higher and stocks are mostly lower. This is AP News. The suspect in the deaths of two University of South Florida students is being held without bond.
A judge ordered the 26-year-old defendant to have no contact with the witnesses or the victim's relatives. The college dropout faces two counts of first-degree murder with a weapon in the deaths of Zamil Limon and Nahida Bristi, both 27-year-old doctoral students from Bangladesh. Prosecutors haven't yet indicated if they'll seek the death penalty. Detectives used cell phone and license plate data to track the man's car and one victim's phone to a bridge where a body was found. Investigators also found blood evidence in the apartment the suspect shared with one of the victims. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
In Rhode Island, Brown University is facing lawsuits from three students injured in a campus shooting in December. They claim the school ignored warnings about the shooter and failed to provide adequate security. Authorities say the gunman, a former Brown student, killed two people. The university's president placed its campus police chief on leave. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.